It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And we bring in head coach Bob McKillop stopping by with us. And coach, another tough one, but you guys battled through this entire game. It seemed at stretches you got to about 6 points and just couldn't push through for the most part.
You know, we did battle. We started out very poorly, like we're in cement, and there's no doubt that what happened on Saturday with the overtime game and the intensity of that game and the amount of minutes our guys played and the flight back and then the travel over here, there's no doubt that took its toll on us. And I thought that set us back in the first 10 minutes of the game, and we dug ourselves a hole. Well, for the last 30 minutes, we fought out of it, and it's not easy to fight out of a hole when, again, you're going with the length of minutes that we had. Luke played 35, Keyshawn 37, Luca played 35, and John played 40. That's pretty heavy minutes coming off a Saturday game. But yet, despite all that, we had some great looks that, you know, you make one of those threes in the corner, you make one of those threes here on the wing, you make one of those threes in transition, and we just didn't make the big three when we needed it. Like the other night against Temple, we had those back-to-back threes, and it got us right back into the game, and here we had a chance to get back into it. I think it was 6 points at one point, 5 points. You make that three, all of a sudden it's a one-possession game, and we didn't knock it down.
Talking about Luka Brajkovic, you mentioned playing those 35 minutes tonight, had a double-double, 19 points, 14 rebounds, and when Wake started to build a bigger cushion, you guys made a concerted effort to go to him. He was delivering and trying to open some other things up.
Well, I thought we went to Keyshawn as well as to Luka, and I mean, God bless Keyshawn with the condition of his knees and his legs, and he must have had five different treatments today. And Justin King, our trainer, is sensational. He's doing an unbelievable job of getting our guys' bodies ready. And, you know, Keyshawn playing this amount of minutes in a 72-hour time span, very, very difficult for him. And I thought there were two shots there at the end in the second half where we got on the ball just where we wanted. He just did not have enough oomph on that jump hook.
Coach, were you surprised at all by how the Demon Deacons opened up the game? And they came out, this is a team that only shoots 18 threes a game. They came out and made 7 out of 10 in the first half, and it seemed like it just kind of put our guys on their heels a little bit.
Yeah, you know, particularly Horde. I mean, Horde was, you know, he just has not made a lot of threes this year. He's 28-27%, and, you know, he makes those two threes early, and then Childress makes two, and I think they had 5 threes in the first half, and it did put us on our heels and made us a little bit reluctant to go to the zone. And I think the zone might have protected our stamina a little bit, but we could not afford to do it.
Notice also in that first half, you guys were forced into a lot of late in the shot clock situations. Was just strong defense on their part?
Well, I think that's probably on me. You know, having John off the ball, which we learned Temple took him off the ball, Purdue took him off the ball, and tonight they hounded him full court and kind of took him off the ball. It forces a totally different look in terms of where guys catch it, who catches the first pass, and I think it just broke our rhythm. And I think there was also some focus problems. You know, we came out of the locker room with a game plan for our first sideline out of bounds play, and, you know, three guys run it, two guys didn't. And that's unusual for Davidson, very unusual, and that was a clear indication to me about our guys being fatigued.
And finally, Coach, the rest of this week, the most important thing, rest?
You know, it's really disappointing. We're 8-3 and could very well be 10-1. And the only game that really got away from us was Purdue. So we now have Central Penn, which certainly needs to give us an opportunity. We need to take that as an opportunity to get better and then prepare ourselves for North Carolina.
Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.